T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome back. Glad to have you. Final hour of the Bill Michaels Show, and we're glad that you're hanging out with us. We certainly appreciate it. As always, yesterday was a day in which sports intersected with life, I guess, is a, you know, probably the best way to put it. Some people just upset because that's your escape. Others applaud what the players did. You know, depending on what side of the fence you fall on. And I've said this, and I'll continue to say this. Look, there is nothing that today is going to change, but maybe one person's mind or two people's minds, and you kind of go from there. But what I said all along, what I said in the opening statement was, it doesn't matter the side that you fall upon. Okay? It really doesn't. Because if the other side isn't going to listen, it falls on deaf ears. If your actions aren't respectful, your message gets lost. So my biggest preach today, if I had a marketing message for you today, it would be listen plus respect equals peace. And that's going to be kind of the mantra, at least, that we try to preach moving forward. So listen plus respect equals peace. But I want to get your reaction to what went on yesterday. We've talked a lot of sports today. It's not like we're devoid of it, because we started out talking about this, and in the last couple of hours we've pretty much stayed away. But I do want to at least circle back for some final thoughts for this next 20 minutes before we get into other stuff. Just to get your reaction to what went on yesterday, the postponement, as the Bucks decided they were not going to play, and the Brewers following suit. Is this the statement from the Brewers, Evan?
This is the statement that the Bucks, spearheaded by George Hill and Sterling Brown, released yesterday.
Okay, this is what they released yesterday.
Thank you guys for taking the time to stay here with us. We're sorry that it took a little bit more time, but we thought it would be best for us as a team to brainstorm a little bit, educate ourselves, and not rush into having all emotions, giving you guys things like that. So on behalf of ourselves and our team, we're going to place a statement as a team today and go back and continue to educate ourselves and get better awareness of what's going on, and then, you know, speak to you guys later. So we're going to come up with a statement now.
Our team statement, the past 4 months have shed a light on the ongoing racial injustices facing our African-American community. Citizens around the country have used their voices and platforms to speak out against these wrongdoings. Over the last few days in our home state of Wisconsin, we've seen the horrendous video of Jacob Blake being shot in the back 7 times by a police officer in Kenosha, and the additional shooting of protesters. Despite the overwhelming plea for change, there has been no action So our focus today cannot be on basketball.
When we take the court and represent Milwaukee and Wisconsin, we are expected to play at a high level, give maximum effort, and hold each other accountable. We hold ourselves to that standard, and in this moment, we are demanding the same from lawmakers and law enforcement. We are calling for justice for Jacob Blake and demand the officers be held accountable. For this to occur, it is imperative for the Wisconsin State Legislature to reconvene after months of inaction and take up meaningful measures to address issues of police accountability, brutality, and criminal justice reform. We encourage all citizens to educate themselves, take peaceful and responsible action, and remember to vote on November 3rd on behalf of the Milwaukee Bucks. Thank you.
So that's the statement from the Bucks, from the Bucks players. There's some things in there. Again, I listened to what they had to say. Some of the things that they had said, I don't agree with. To say that there has been no change. You can't throw a blanket statement out there like that. You don't know. I don't know. How do you not know that there have been incidents between the African-American community and police officers where things have de-escalated? You don't know there has or hasn't been. What we saw was another incident, yes. And you don't prosecute strictly because you want it. You prosecute it because it warrants it. Don't react. Wait for the facts. And then if the facts say that's warranted, absolutely, we're all for it. Absolutely. But don't react. This is exactly what you don't want people to do to you. Don't stereotype, don't judge, don't overreact. Just let it play out. And so I do agree with a lot of what they had to say. I don't agree with the blanket statement, and I don't agree with the, we want action now. Doesn't work that way. You can call on legislators all you want. And this is where it gets to be problematic, because what we talk about is listening, respect, peace, and common sense. You gotta let things play out. And I know it's hard, because at times you got to trust in the system. And you don't feel the system's weighted fairly. I understand that. But you just don't react. You don't want that done to you, so don't do it to somebody else. Because that's where you lose people as far as hypocrisy goes. 855-830-8648. So the Bucks make that statement yesterday. And players are pressuring ownership to follow. And let's be honest, ownership, you know, your product is your players. So ownership, you know, comes out and goes in full support. And that's why I've said, look, George Hill, Giannis, Matt LaFleur, who came out with very strong statements the other day, I encourage you to find more facts. You keep talking about educate yourself. It's not one global thing. It's individual incidents. It's individual things. It's individual circumstances. But don't make blanket statements. You talk about education, educate yourself. Don't make blanket statements. Every circumstance, every incident, every instance stands alone. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Would love to hear from you, 855-830-8648. And again, I'm not saying that charges aren't warranted here. I'm not saying that they're not. I'm just simply saying let the facts play out. Let everything play out as you would and as you would want them to you. How many times have we heard about a player doing something and you go, ah, here you go, you know, and then the facts come out and it's like, okay, that's not what happened. You know? Players don't want that done to them. So I think that's what we do. E-Man says, so African Americans have not waited long enough. I never said that. Again, this is what you don't want done to you, so why are you doing it to me? I never said that. What I said is, wait for the system to play out. You don't convict somebody the day of. You don't want that. And when you say there needs to be change, how do you know there hasn't been? Do you think you're going to eliminate this in a day? Open your mind. You see, you're doing exactly what you don't want done to you. You're not listening. You couldn't wait to react. I'm not saying that things like that, you know, don't warrant action. Absolutely. But this is what I'm saying. There's too many people willing to jump on somebody and not listening. You're wrong and this and that. And no, stop. You got to listen. You got to listen and you got to respect. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Got our friends over there at Quick Trip. Don't forget the Pothole Pizza, the official pizza of the Green Bay Packers. And don't forget also, you buy a Coca-Cola product, you get registered to win that 2021 Chevy Silverado. You buy a Pothole Pizza, same thing. You buy them together, you get 10 extra bonus entries, and you are registered for the Packers opening drive contest, which you can win $25 per yard gained by the Packers. So a lot of good stuff going on over at Quick Trip. Quick Trip and the Pothole Pizza, the official pizza of your Green Bay Packers, and only found at Quick Trip. There you have it. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Blowing down the wire tonight. I'm singing through these power lines and I'm running on time and feeling all right. Skipping over the curve.
Welcome back. The 555 is back, by the way, and it is back from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Gina Della over there at Pella. Got it going on. If you missed it the last time around, now's the time to get in on what's possibly it's possibly their most popular offer ever. 5 years, no interest, 5 months before your first payment, plus 5% bonus savings. That's the 555 deal from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And the bonus savings, by the way, applies to windows, doors, and installation. So it's about time. If you're looking at your windows and doors, you're probably wanting to replace some of them, if not all of them. Right? And that's before, I hate to say this, because it's the end of August. We know winter is eventually going to hit, right? And it sucks, but it is. So replace them now. 5% bonus savings on top of 5 years, no interest, and 5 months before your first payment. That's not until 2021, by the way. Yep, you can Pella now and pay later. Like that? Plus bonus savings. And if you order by September 15th, so you got a couple of weeks to do so, stop by your nearby showroom or the Pella Experience Center. Or you can set up your free consultation right now. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Again, PellaWI.com. Coming up here at the bottom of the hour, we were going to replay Sam Monson from earlier today, the lead NFL analyst for Pro Football Focus. But Matt LaFleur just finished his press conference. At the bottom of the hour, we will have that for you in its entirety. So we'll break a couple minutes early to get this in because it's a little bit long. But we want to make sure you get as much of it or all of it if you can. So Matt LaFleur taken to the Zoom podium, if you will, just a little while ago, and we want you to hear all of that because today the Green Bay Packers called off practice. You know, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Go ahead and do so. We were just talking about yesterday. Look, this is what I'm talking about. There's a lot of people that are ranting on Twitter. There's a lot of people ranting on Twitter. Just Twitter has become there's some really good things about social media. And there's some things that are just awful about it. Because we now think in social media. And that's disappointing. It really is. This one's from Dave. And Dave stated, you stated on the air that fans, quote, have to listen, associated with the Bucks and pro sports not playing games in the name of social justice. He said, bull blank. I'm a lifelong Packers, Brewers, and Bucks fan. They are now dead to me. And 11 of 17 of my friends that I've talked to in the past 12 hours who attend games, listen to sports radio to support, went to sports bars to watch, etc. No more. We are turning them off. There are four businesses, sports bars, etc., who regularly had television coverage of these teams and these games in my area, who have posted on Facebook this morning that until further notice, there will be no more television coverage of the Packers, Bucks, or Brewers. The solution is simple. When a police officer tells you to stand still and show your hands, do it. You are not responsible for the consequences. The Brewers made a post within an hour of the Kenosha incident supporting the perpetrator. And he goes on to talk about the long criminal history and such and how he fought police that day, on and on and on. He goes on and he basically says, we didn't know all the facts. He says, so to me, it's NFL who, NBA who, Major League Baseball who, may the Bucks now collapse and Giannis move on to another team. I really don't care. This is from Mike. Mike says, I usually go to sports as my escape, and sports has now fallen in my lap, in my face, telling me what I need to think. While athletes are people, and I understand that, they are doing it on company time and on my time, not on their own time. That's where I have a problem with all of this. And what people don't seem to understand is we pay for a particular product. They have taken that product away. Therefore, they have taken away my viewership. Therefore, I will take my viewership and my time and do other things. I am a minor sponsor of the Milwaukee Bucks, and I have chosen to step away after this season. I will not allow my company to be associated with such a disrespectful product. This one's from Marcus. Marcus says that while I believe that the players were courageous doing what they did, they also have to face the repercussions. Everybody is not going to agree with what their stance is, and I understand that. This is where we all have to listen. I think the players are people, like you said earlier, and I thought it was brilliant, but I also understand that people out there want to see their sports to escape what is the reality of our times. We're not saying that we want to ignore it, just merely get away from it for a few hours to enjoy something else. That's what the players don't seem to understand. They keep talking about their platform. Their platform is their platform. The sport is not their platform. The sport is a company-owned business by we the people. If we the people decide to turn it off, therefore the sponsors walk away, therefore there's no money to be had, and those players are nothing more than big men playing ball in a backyard, not getting paid for it, and then still out in the unemployment lines looking for jobs. They need to do other things besides just play a game, and just because they have the popularity of the sport that we have given them, do not forget we can also take it away. And that is from Marcus. Marcus, appreciate it. 855-830-8648. That was well thought out. 855-830-8648. Steve writes, thanks for being the voice of reason. Amen. That's Steve in Ridgefield. This is from, who's this one from? This is from Milwaukee Dave. Milwaukee Dave says, I understand what the players did was probably a very hard thing for them to do. I applaud them for it. Does not make me happy, and it doesn't make me want to watch Brewers baseball anymore today. After what went on yesterday, but I think in time, like all wounds, we will heal and get past this. Will we be stronger for it? I certainly hope so. Eric writes, I am done with sports. Sports has intersected. It was always my escape. Yes, I may be called selfish for that, but while players have a platform, so do I. My platform is play sports, and I'll still listen to you in your post-game interviews and on your Instagram and on your Facebook and on your Twitter posts, but I will no longer watch a game to be told what I have to think. A lot of people reacting that way. Steve writes real quick. He says, I have respect for those around me. If the players choose not to play, that's their prerogative. If I choose to watch or not watch, that's my prerogative. I don't think by turning off a game, it suddenly made me more enlightened as a human being. I think it angered me more than anything. My initial reaction was, what are you talking about? Why would you walk off the court? It has not changed my issues on social functions and social stances. I feel that there's a lot of work that needs to be done on both sides. This is not a one-sided chat here anymore, people. You need to get it through your head that while you want respect and you want reform, you also have to be dignified, classy, and get to the bargaining table, and don't burn the bargaining table down. We all need to listen. We all need to work together for a common good. And that's from Steve. Steve, that's great. You're on the money. You know, why is it when you say that everybody needs to work to a common good that you're labeled a liberal or I've got one guy calling me a terrible Republican, another guy calling me a liberal. It's like, you know, okay. The old adage is, remember Joe Buck said, look, if I'm not pissing off everybody, I'm not doing my job. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by our friends over there at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network. Maybe the official beer sponsor of a big old round table. We just get together. We just kind of put the differences aside. You know, just feel better. Talk a little bit. Enjoy each other a little bit. Raise a glass. You know, the official beer sponsor of peace might be a good one to go with. So who knows? Hey, Matt LaFleur. The head coach of the Green Bay Packers, long press conference today. I want you to take a listen to it in its entirety. That's coming up next on the Bill Michael Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
We're glad you are here, our friends over there at Neumel Medical Center. Look, hey, if you put on weight during the pandemic or during the quarantine, if you are kind of feeling listless, tired, brain fog, whatever it happens to be, or maybe the bedroom life is not great, they've got help for you, okay? Especially right now, if you're going to do some self-modern, you know, modification, so to speak, now's a great time to start because, you know, winter's coming, you know what I mean? And we're still waiting for vaccines. We're still waiting for life to change, getting back to, quote, normal. And winter's coming. And if you think you pack some pounds on during the summer months or during the quarantine, wait till winter hits. You don't want to do that. Jumpstart the all-in-one weight loss program. I did it, and I've emerged better from this, and I still am continuing to work at it. I weigh less now than I did when I was a sophomore in high school. So, look, it works. It really does. Call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That is the Neumel Medical Center. Matt LaFleur just left the podium just a few moments ago. Let's take a listen to his presser. There you go. That's Matt LaFleur, the Packers head coach from just a little while ago. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, come back, get ready to wrap things up, give you a preview with what's coming up tomorrow as well. And, hey, with so many things being canceled, great idea for a quick getaway. Two awesome resort destinations, the Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin, and the Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort. That's in Iron Mountain, Michigan. And that's the official golf and ski resort of the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network. Right now, when you book two consecutive weeknights, you get the third weeknight for free. The offer only goes through the end of September, so do not delay your getaway right now. Get in on this. The historic and storied Four Seasons Island Resort, just 78 miles north of Green Bay on the island, right there in the Menominee River. They've got a 9-hole executive golf course, indoor saltwater pool, fine dining, casual dining, a lot of fun at the Boundary Waters Bar and Grill. Then you've got the Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort right next to Timberstone Championship Golf Course. And you can get away from it all. Two great resorts, same awesome offer. You book two weeknights, you get one more weeknight free. Just go to TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com or PineMountainResort.com. That is PineMountainResort.com. And then just give them a call. Get your get your getaway on. But you got to hurry because the offer expires at the end of September. And make sure you tell them we sent you. We're going to wrap it up next on the Bill Michael Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
Mm-hmm. Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers were scheduled to practice today, but after the Bucks and the Brewers decided not to play yesterday, following the events in Kenosha, the team decided to call off today's session on the Ray Nitschke Field. Offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett.
I thought it was something that they decided as a team, and I think as a team, it's about what's right for the team and what the team believes in. And I fully support our team and everything that they want to do. And it's a very unique situation in our lives right now. And it's about just a lot of education, people learning, and people coming together.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I've always tried to listen first. Listening involves being silent. I think there's too many opinions. There's an entitlement that comes with a lot of opinions. There's a lot of opinions and statements made out of emotion. And when you react first out of emotion, you lack the ability to listen.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
The Van Horn Auto Group, they're going to buy your car at any one of their Wisconsin or Iowa locations. Cross-brand selling from Ferrari to Geometra. They got it all going on over there. Your car's never been worth more, by the way. No gimmicks, no pressure to trade it in or sell it without the challenges of posting online or meeting strangers or processing titles or paperwork, whatever. They'll give you cash for your car, give you a fair vehicle price, and not even pressure you to buy another one. If you don't want to, that's fine. Get rid of it. Or you can go to VanHornAuto.com and you can click on the Sell My Vehicle for a Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Service, you can do some financing for that as well if you need some service and you've been putting it off because of money. Right now, finance it for 0% APR for 12 months on any repair up to $2,000. And the application's quick and easy. You can do it in person. You can do it online, whatever it happens to be. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com. And check out Van Horn Automotive. Good people over there. Really good people over there. So today on the docket, we know that the NBA has stated that they will not play games today, but the players apparently voted to continue the postseason. So that's good news. The Brewers today at 4:10 Central Time will begin a doubleheader. They're going to play the Reds at Miller Park today in a doubleheader. Adrian Hauser and Sonny Gray go at it in Game 1. Josh Lindblom and Wade Miley, the former Brewer, go at it in Game 2. Wade Miley really struggling, 0-3 with a 9.72 ERA. Good pitcher's duel, or at least it shapes up to be, with Sonny Gray at 4-1 with a 2.21 ERA, and Adrian Hauser, who's pitched pretty well, who's 1-2 with a 3.72 ERA, but the Brewers playing a doubleheader today. So coming up tomorrow, we're going to break all of that down. We'll talk more about that. And I'm sure we're going to get back to practice when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, get back to games when it comes to the NBA. So tomorrow on the program, by the way, top five Friday tomorrow. Start thinking about this. When we were talking the other day about Chris Middleton and Giannis and Robin to Batman, who's been the top five best duos in the NBA? The top five best duos in the NBA. So we'll get into that tomorrow. And also we'll talk some Brewers and Reds, like I had mentioned. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, is going to be here, make his weekly appearance. Also our weekly appearance from Kevin Holden from CBS 58. We'll talk with Kevin about everything, from Brewers baseball to Packers football to Bucks basketball. And then we're going to get the lowdown from Green Bay. Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio is going to be here with us as well. So we got all of that coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow we're gonna delve back into sports. But for those of you that may or may not wanted sports today, thanks for being patient. And again, you listen, you respect. Eventually, it's going to equal peace. That's the marketing cry right now. That's what you got to remember. I know it's hard, but we got to remember that. Listen, respect. It can equal peace. All right, time for us to go. Have a going.
listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.